Well-dressed, well-spoken, but never, ever a well-drink.
How about chaos?
Insanity. Absolute insanity.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
And with that, we head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, joining us. Joe, let's start with this story Passan put out here today about this move to play Major League Baseball in Phoenix and sequester. It feels like a trial balloon to me, but I applaud baseball trying to do something. What are you hearing around the league about how realistic this could be? What is the timetable? How real does all of this feel to you?
Well, I think it feels more and more real because you're seeing in Jeff Passan's report that that government health officials are actually behind the plan. That's the thing that surprises me the most, and that the folks who are in charge in the Players Union as well as Major League Baseball are thinking this is feasible. When I read that and I see the reaction to that, that's what gets me believing that this is actually, you know, got legs and got a chance to actually happen.
How long, Joe, would Major League Baseball need to – now, obviously, the you'd have to test these guys individually as they came in, right? Or maybe even before they left. I don't know. I don't know what makes more sense. Probably before they left would make more sense, but that'd be very hard, I guess, logistics-wise. But you want to test them to make sure no one shows up positive, asymptomatic, and then you have – interactions with people. But how long would Major League Baseball need to kind of ramp up to start the season? Would it be 3 weeks, 4 weeks of everyone in Phoenix, you know, basically a mini spring training again and then getting into it? Or how long do you think they need to get started?
I would think anywhere from between as short as a 2 week period to anywhere as long as a 4 week period would be. You're talking maybe the entire month of May and into a little bit of June. That's why the idea that getting back into things by May might seem a little unrealistic, but you're going to need enough testing to be available, and that's not even available for the general public right now.
Right.
And you certainly don't want a situation like you had with the NBA early on, where people were turning around saying, "Well, why are these entire teams of guys being tested when they're not high risk people, and we've got, you know, hundreds if not thousands of people getting sick and." In high-risk groups across the country.
Joe, I think there's an opportunity here. Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. I think there's an opportunity here. There's no question that before this pandemic, Manfred and baseball is in a tough spot with the way that the Astros thing, the fallout from that, that kind of being a shadow heading into the season, a significant one. They have an opportunity here, though, and Manfred, despite what I think was a failing on that standpoint with how he punished Houston or the lack of punishment for Houston, he is a forward-thinking guy who is open to evolving the game. And when I hear such things as seven-inning games, doubleheaders every day, some of the ways to try to get in 162, I do think there's an opportunity here for baseball to kind of reinvent, at least temporarily, and maybe some of this stuff, I'm not talking about playing seven-inning games, but at least maybe some of this stuff, there was something about an automated strike zone, those type of things. Maybe that's something that could change the game permanently. Do you see an opportunity here? Do you think Manfred does?
Well, certainly. That's, you hit the nail on the head right there. It may have taken a global pandemic to get to get Major League Baseball and the Players Union to agree to an automated strike zone for the first time. You know, you go back to the playoffs and every missed call and every, you know, tight strike zone or whatnot, you know, people on Twitter are calling for the implementation of an automated strike zone. Oh, this wouldn't happen if, you know, the strikes were automated. Well, you know, this could happen because you don't want that umpire to be tucked in right behind your catcher and breathing on your batter every time he steps to the plate. We're even looking at changes on the media side. I mean, for years, the Players Union has fought access to the clubhouse for media. You know, we're required at least a 50-minute period prior to each game and after each game in the clubhouse, and the Players Union doesn't like that, and they haven't liked it for years. And they eliminated it before they shut down spring training, and that could be something that we as media lose permanently going forward, and that would be a problem.
Joe, can you talk about the strength of the Players Union? I mean, the fact that you have this deal where they, you know, agreed to, even if there is no season play, which it looks like there will be some kind of a season played, right, that it wouldn't count against them, right? You know, guys will still be free agents. Guys will still get some money. You know, it's amazing to me coming from the NFL and how much the players' union seems to always be fighting uphill against the owners. And I remember talking to Adam Wainwright about this when I lived in St. Louis. Like, he's like, we're technically supposed to get fined if our pants aren't up, showing our socks, you know, but they never fine. Like, basically, the players' union right. has such a strong hold over the owners. I'm like, gosh, we get fined, it gets taken out of our account, and then we have to appeal to get it back. You know, like, it's just so different. When did that start to where the players really had such a strength over the ownership in baseball, it seems like?
Well, the Major League Baseball Players Association is probably one of the strongest collective bargaining units in the country. It's as far as a lobbying unit, right up there with the auto workers and anybody. It's one of the strongest unions in the country, basically. And it's because you've got such high-profile players in leadership positions on each team, and it's been around for years. Marvin Miller, who's actually going into the Hall of Fame this year, you know, made sure that happened when he fought for free agency rights and players' rights a long time ago. It doesn't surprise me that, you know, the union is at the forefront here, pushing for these players to come back. These players want to get paid. They want to play baseball. And you're going to dress it up to let it sound like these guys want to come back because of baseball, because they want to play the game and they have a love for the game. Basically, if you follow the money, they want to get paid. They want to get their paychecks at some point. But it's just fun to see that these guys are willing to do this, because a lot of them do realize what baseball means to the country, I think, and what having a lack of sports in general right now, and baseball's opportunity to be the first professional organization back, you know, playing and having that opportunity to be in front of the country on TV, at least during this crisis. It's one that I think both sides recognize there's a huge opportunity there.
Joe, it was great having you on, man. Thanks for your expertise. Joe Noga, Cleveland.com, Brian Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Thanks, pal.
Thanks.